think Michael B listens? You think he's one of your listeners?
No, not at all.
Not yet?
No.
All right, well.
But I do consider myself a lookalike. Now, what I mean by that is the way you laugh at me, I flipped this whole table over. It's nothing. There's a misunderstanding. Cause but you didn't let me finish. You know what I'm saying? I actually listen. If you turn off the lights, and you close your eyes real tight.
Listen, I'll step away for a minute if you need a moment, because
I'm Michael B, all right? That's just what it is. Hello, mofos and mofets. This is Thaddeus Shade, and you're listening to Seasonable Clout, episode 47. Here we go.
It's what you about to get into, nigga. I pride myself on how myself, get by myself. At times myself, got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. I ride myself. I pride myself on how myself, get by myself. At times myself, got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Who crutching on what? I'm too stand up. Who said I'm enough?
Yeah, man, I mean, that's the only thing to do to stay true. To stay true.
Shit. Listen.
True. Of course I'm getting a call. It never fucking fails, man. Always a fucking call, man. Always a fucking call. It never fails. And that was Ramses.
I thought it was going to be a bill collector, but okay.
Nah, I let them run out on me. If the bill collector gonna call, he just gonna call. He or she another end. I ain't gonna be. It could be a woman or a man bill collector. And guess what? I'ma just let it ring. Or it's possible one could answer the phone and don't say anything and see what happens.
Well, 85.325%. of my calls are bill collectors, and I don't answer any of them.
I don't mind a good bill collector calling me. You call me bill collectors. I don't care because I won't answer the phone. I see a Texas number. Oh, what's another one? A Pennsylvania number, an Atlanta number. If I see any three of them,
you don't answer.
You Negroes is not getting answered. So if there's like a business situation going on, Diddy's in Atlanta or something. He picked up an Atlanta number or something like that. Diddy's just going to get put on to the voicemail. That's just what it is.
Listen, you send Diddy the voicemail, you are the king. You can say, yeah, Diddy called me. Play the voicemail. Can you imagine Diddy leaving you a voicemail? How ridiculous that would be. Hey, look, bro. I can't do an impersonation of him because I don't know what he sounds like.
Well, you can at least imagine him dancing while he's doing it.
Doing some shoulder shit. Listen, bro, I'm not going to be leaving you messages and shit. Hit me back. This is Diddy. You see the number.
Shit, man. Yeah, we just don't fuck with bill collectors. We are black. That's what we do. We don't bother with bill collectors. We will dodge you.
Well, speaking of dodge, George, Doggy Coin. Coin continues to go up, I might have to hit up a bill collector, like, man, and Doggy Coin and shot up, man. It's a whole dollar.
Give me a little bit to cash out on Robin Hood. You're going to be good in just a second. Just give me a little right? bit. Doggy. When did you find out about? Oh, my bad, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Thaddeus Shade. This is Seasonable Clout. I have my great best friend, Craig Visions, with me. He will be co-hosting with me today on today's episode. I said today twice. And hopefully you guys will. Oh, yeah. You know what? Hold on. You ready? I have with me today world-renowned photographer Craig Vision.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God, you're too kind. Thank you. Thank you.
That cheer is that crowd is like they're at a bar in Boston.
They just got to listen to Pour Some Sugar on Me, and the girl was on the stage going nuts. Coyote Ugly, remember that movie?
Yeah, I do actually.
I used to always think that's what a bar was going to be like, and
nothing like
it
that.
Wasn't.
There was
I couldn't get in because I had on Jordans. It was in Scottsdale. Oh. So. The first time.
If you want the color of your skin tested, go to a nightclub or a bar in Old Town. You will have the color of your skin rejected.
No matter what you're wearing, No matter how good you think you are, they will find something on you and say you can't get in for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Dude, bro. Oh, it's not me, bro. It's the manager, bro. You got Jordan's on, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Sorry.
And you be like, man, my boy just got in with Jordan's the other day. You know, he had the threes.
You talking about Tyler? Yeah, man. Tyler knows everybody. Come on, dude. Look at him. Ty, come here. Show him.
This is laughter of real pain. This is real pain.
Yeah, right.
Remembering all the ridiculous situations we've been in.
And Tyler comes up front.
This stuff is literal.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but when did you get on to Doggy Coin, Craig Visions?
It was probably about... it was probably about 3 months, 4 months, 5 months ago. I'm not sure. I got a friend. He's been in the Robinhood, and he was telling me about, man, Doggy Coin. I hadn't heard the Doge Coin or whatever people say. And at the time, surprise, surprise, I didn't have any money. So I just heard about it, talked about it, looked at it, couldn't put no money on it. And then I finally put some money into it, and it's been a few months ago, so I've been watching it ever since. I got on at 0.06 something, maybe, or 0.057 is when I got on. So yeah. I managed to make a little bit of money, you know?
You got a little bit of bread on that. What was like the initial amount you put in there? Can I ask that? Do you want to share that?
Sure. Let's put it all out there, you know? You don't have to. I can't remember, but it wasn't a lot, though. It was very, like, $50 initially or something. Like I said, I'm poor people.
So come on.
I was in Detroit, laid up, man.
Yeah.
Looking at mice and roaches and a couple dirty syringes in the corner. It was wild. And I was like, you know, let me put some money in this doggy coin.
See if I can get it.
It's going to lift me up out the hood.
Right.
Mm. Hey, and now I'm in Chandler, baby. So.
Hey, man. Now you're here with nice, quiet folk.
Hey, I'm kidding. Detroit is awesome. I enjoyed my time.
I was going to say, can you get off the plane the way you've been talking about the D and talking about Detroit? Is that okay? Can you do that? Is that something you okay with? Can they okay with that?
Next time I catch the Greyhound, I'm just playing.
No, my boy KB, he's born, raised in Detroit. Then he moved down to KC. He's a friend of mine. And he was the one who put me up on Doggy Coin or Doge. Put me up on Doggy Coin, and he was speaking highly on it. Mm. And at the time, I had a couple of dollars, and he was speaking highly about it. I have to say this. If brothers get to talking to you scientifically wise about something, they didn't did their research. If a nigga gonna start talking to you about, well, then when they gonna raise up because Elon Musk getting involved in that shit, this is what it gonna be like. This is how it's gonna be. It's gonna shoot up. So if niggas get talking like that, I gotta believe that he did his research, because we don't do research on shit. So if he did his research on it, unless it's like a new style of Black and Mild or some swishes.
Oh my God.
That's when we get in and we do our thing. You know what I'm saying? They got new flavor of grape soda. But
purple stuff.
Purple stuff. But yeah, he was really on it. And I was like, well, fuck it. You seem to know a lot about it. And he sold it to me. And I was like, all right. So I think I put like $100 in there. Cause like I said, I ain't got no money. And then I started putting more in there, more in there, more in there, more in there, more in there. Now I sound like I said poor in there, but now I'm like, I think I'm at like $1,100. I done made a profit of like.
Did you check it today?
I did. We were at 30%, 30 cent.
Yeah, it was up. When I looked at it earlier, it was 31.
That moment, though, when Doggy Koi was dancing to the sky.
It's at 33.
That's not bad.
0.329983. Yeah, that's how volatile it is. It changed in the moment that I said it.
Jesus.
Now it's down to 32. Let's get off of here.
I imagine Doggy Coin is like the week or the like a day or two before a woman gets her period. It's a very up and down moment. Wow. And all you could do is try to survive at least through mid period week.
Wow. You gangsta, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
Gangsta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many female listeners do you think you have?
Wait, was that bad? It's a joke. Is that bad?
I'm not touching
ladies.
It.
I love the ladies, man. It was just a comparison. I think every guy knows that it's a very scary moment. And you could kind of tell by the tone in your woman's voice that, oh, it's coming. Oh, here it comes. Ah, today's the day. You know what I'm saying? It's here now. You know, you could tell.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shout out to the guys in Boston.
You know. Walking over here.
I'm happy that I put some money in Doggy Coin. I really am. I'm really happy. But hey, last night, me and old G Visions over here, we were got into Without Remorse. If y'all know what I get into, y'all know I like my TV shows and my movies on here. Y'all know how I enjoy myself. I think film, cinema, TV shows are a great way to kind of escape reality. If, for example, ladies, you had a one night stand that you weren't too happy about. You don't normally do those things, lady. And the guy wasn't not only that good, and you looked up and you had this one night stand, you feel bad about it. You can turn on Grey's Anatomy and see her do the same thing and not feel so bad about it. You know what I'm saying? That's what TV shows and movies can do. They can help you escape from the bullshit. So last night, me and G Visions here, we enjoyed Without Remorse. I ain't gonna say it. I asked him how he did, but we watched Without Remorse. Michael B is a Tom Clancy. I guess it was a novel or a book first, and then now it's a movie. What do you think of Without Remorse?
You think he's one of Visions? Your listeners?
No, not at all.
All right, well,
Visions. I consider myself a lookalike. Now, what I mean by that is the way you laugh at me. I flipped this whole table over. It's nothing. There's a misunderstanding. Cause but you didn't let me finish. You know what I'm saying? I actually listen. If you turn off the lights, you close your eyes real tight.
Listen, I'll step away for a minute if you need a moment. Cause
I'm Michael B. All right, that's just what it is. But go ahead. My bad. All right.
It's funny you say that. Cause sometimes I look at myself. So yeah, man, overall, I just give you what I would rate it. I would rate it about a 6.75.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna give it a 6.75. So okay. Normally I just do the whole number of the half, but I'm gonna do 6.75 because it's definitely not a 7.
Right.
But it was enough cool parts in there. It was enough parts that were different than the normal to make me want to bump it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, because like, I got my scenes. I don't know how in depth, how in detail.
Yeah, I mean, you just say, spoiler alert.
So right now, guys, if you don't want to have this show spoiled, what was the name of it?
Without Remorse.
Without Remorse. If you don't want Without Remorse to be spoiled, cover your ears for about the next 30 seconds.
And it's fair to say Without Remorse is a very Steven Seagal title, right? That's a very 90s title.
Nico was in there somewhere. Nico was in there. That's a good point. Nico was in there, man. Nico was in there somewhere. He was really angry. He was talking like this. I don't like that guy. I'm gonna knock his teeth out. Hey, you met Nico.
I did. And my man's got big fucking hands, man. Big beating your face in ass hands, bro. And that's something you don't notice on another man, but Steven Seagal got big beat your fucking face hands in motherfucking shit. That shit is bad, bro.
That shit is really funny.
That shit's serious. But got hands.
The only scene that I'm gonna talk about, he got hands.
Hans.
Got hands. Hans. What does that sound like? That sound like a show? He got hands.
He got hands. It's a BET show.
He got hands. But
the BET boxing show.
The only part that I'm gonna talk about, spoiler alert, don't listen, guys, fast forward. It's the jail scene, man. The jail scene was definitely a scene that I really liked. They showed that he had some smarts. He was getting ready for the fight. Some water out. I won't go through every single beat, but you know, it was cool. And he was mad niggerish. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he really was, though.
I imagine if Charlie Murphy was in that situation, that's how he'd be. You know what I'm saying? He started punching himself in the head, getting ready. Yeah. He was mad niggerish. And that's the thing I liked about it, because it's a Tom Clancy thing, and I haven't seen anything that was Tom Clancy black. Like, right. I don't think. So, like, to see the blackness of it, hey, I'm like, I'm with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was definitely black. So, I'm with it, man. And it was good to see Queen and Slim in there, too.
No, it was. Yeah. She was in there. And Lauren London was in there, which is really cool, man. Lauren London was really in there. And I didn't expect any of the scenes that I saw to be like that based off of what I was watching in the beginning, because I really thought the writing was, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, it really, the writing was really like, no lie, like, I didn't even watch the show a lot, but Jack Bauer's 24 Hours, it was like writing like that. It's very TV show writing and TV show reactions. And then all of a sudden it seemed to kind of catch its footing as things progressed. Like, things got serious, more serious he got, the more Michael B gave us. And I'm actually at 6.5 with you, the rating 6.5 out of 10. But you like the jail scene. I like that scene a lot, because it went from just straight military to like military / street. You know what I'm saying? really nigga. And so but my scene, if you guys watch it, or when you watch it, there's a scene. You know what? I won't, because we already did this. We already talked about the jail scene. I won't tell you about the other scene, but you'll know the scene when you see the scene, because the scene is fire as fuego and it's real raw. And I like when they do action scenes and they just completely take out the music. They take the music out and all you hear is just grunting and fighting and like struggling and breathing and motherfuckers just trying to survive. And that's what I'm all about. Just trying to survive, bro.
Spider-Man.
Recently, Spider-Man. Yeah, man.
Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man. And mm-hmm. You hear them.
Yeah.
You hear stuff. It always makes it better when you can hear the reactions. And
it's badass, man.
I like badass.
Oh, wait a minute.
I like
the blues has always been totally American.
Y'all know I was gonna play some music. Y'all don't gotta
do it. The blues has always been totally American. As American.
And just so y'all know, man, Warren G to me is very summer. I think when I think about Warren G, I think about summer in the 90s, and it's just very summer. We coming around summer, so I figured I'd run a little Warren G. Warren G, you got something to say?
The blues has always been totally American. As American as apple pie. As American as the blues. As American as apple pie. The question is why?
And I don't know who this dude is talking. So they used him a lot.
Well,
they
America
used him a lot.
The atmosphere.
Don't see what I see. Every day as Warren G, I take a look over my shoulder as I get older, getting tired of motherfuckers saying, Warren, I told ya. You don't hear what I hear. But it's so hard to live through these years with these funny bunny.
Listen, man. Listen. That just screams heat, hot, bicycle, riding, store, soda pop, home, listening to Warren G. Pedaling home.
The hand motions were ill right now. If this was baseball, they just stole home plate. This nigga was throwing out the hand signs.
Wait, where was we at? Oh, yeah, we just got done watching Without Remorse. We was talking about Michael B. And I'm hard on Michael B. I'm very, 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 very hard on Michael B. You know, because I think outside of, like, you know, you got Creed and Fruitvale Station, and I'm missing one. There's Creed, Fruitvale Station,
Killmonger,
because he's
Black Panther,
probably top 2, top 3 bad guys in Marvel history. And so,
wait, what'd you say?
Marvel history.
You said Killmonger was one of the
top 3. Okay, Marvel. I didn't say all, but I said Marvel.
I just wanted to make sure everybody heard it. You know,
did I mess it up? You got something to come back with? What you got to do?
Black Lives Matter. So I'm with it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Dude, if it wasn't for what we had, Thanos, it's number one, of course. And then let me go through. Yeah, I mean, dude might be number two for sure.
How many bad guys? We got Red Skull. He was one of the bad guys.
Red Skull, of course. That was Hugo Weaving. You know, you're going to get your work from Hugo.
Winter Soldier, he was a bad guy. In his first appearance, he was a bad guy.
Oh, yeah. He was solid. But nobody did damage like Thanos, and nobody was as angry as Killmonger and dedicated to getting the victory.
So Killmonger was like Pac of the of
pretty
the
much.
Guys?
Yeah, pretty he, much.
Most passionate.
Pretty you know much. Saying? You know what I'm saying? To go into somebody's house and, you know, want to take on the king. I mean, that's pretty motherfucking gangster to me.
Said,
I mean,
hey, auntie.
You know, and yeah, you're just really, really, really dominated. Anyway, I'm hard on him because I really do like he did the movie with Jamie Foxx, and it's just a lot of the stuff I feel like is just dry, bland shit. That's why I feel like he'd be perfect for Superman.
I didn't see it.
But he's just real dry, bland. I don't have to do too much. I can get Brad Pitt in his last 4 or 5 movies, basically. So he could just
Keanu Reeves.
Stop perfect.
To leave him out.
Keanu. My bad. Yeah, Keanu, just real. I don't have to do too much. This is my level, monotone. I can just keep it here, and then there it goes, right? So I'm hard on
Chris
this one.
Evans. We just seen.
That's
how he was. I said, "Damn, Cap."
Yeah, man.
He got one tone for
it. He couldn't shake it though. He couldn't shake it. I can't remember the name. It's on Apple TV. Chris Evans has
Defending Jacob.
That's right. Defending Jacob. You was right.
Thank you.
But Defending Jacob. Yeah, man. And Chris couldn't give us nothing. There was moments where you supposed to get a tear out of Chris. Chris couldn't do it. Cause you know why Chris couldn't do it? Because Chris has been at Captain America for almost a decade. And that's just hard to do. I couldn't get, you know, I've been playing the same role for 10 years. And Cap don't cry.
Can't turn it off.
Can't turn it off, man.
Action Jackson can't cry.
I mean, there were moments where he's supposed to, you know, it's supposed to have a shift in your tone. And he's still Cap. He's just leading you directly to victory. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? If it's happy birthday, I'm leading you to victory. You know.
So, real quick, I'm very aware of my voice. I'm going to see if I can be heroic and lead someone.
Okay.
So let's say there's a liquor store at the corner.
Oh, shit.
And we want that beer.
Okay.
So I got to convince my homie to get the beer because I don't want to take a chance on getting arrested. So I'm trying to be heroic in this.
Okay. Here we go.
That beer on the corner.
My bad. I messed you up completely. You actually came with some straight good hero shit. I didn't think it was gonna come with the heat like that.
I'm sorry, man.
You gonna give it a shot again?
Let me get back to it. All right. So I turn to my homie. You know, we walking. Turn to my homie. Okay. We need to get that beer. So I'm gonna need you to pull up your fucking pants, strap them on tight. Let's get that beer. I think that's it. I think that's all I got.
And scene. Not bad, man.
I don't know if the homie's following me, but.
You know the homie gonna follow you now.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit, you talking about getting that beer like that. I'm gonna follow you to go down and get a Mickey's.
The reason we got caught, though, because he stopped for the blunt wrap. For the blunt wrap. You know what I mean?
It's always a fucking blunt wrap. I don't know if I want to continue. Let's talk. You know what? Let's talk a little music. All right. We're going to talk a little music. There's two things I want to talk about music wise because it's Caesar Clout. And my people know I love me some music. And, you know, I play a little Warren G right now. I might play a little something else a little bit later on. That's what I do. Now, listen, I didn't know this until I recently read that DMX's funeral or what do they call those when everybody goes?
Memorial.
Something like that, right? Yeah. So there. I found out that Kanye West, I forgot the name that he hired, but he was in charge of decorating the stage for their.
That's dope.
Dude really. So let's just say that's already a big deal at Barclays Brooklyn. You know Barclays is where the Brooklyn Nets play. He decorated the whole stage, the whole setup, and he also got the choir. He got the choir on top of that, right? So it's cool, man, because Yeezy, he is, you know, one of the best producers of all time, you know, one of the greatest rappers of all time. He's in there. But dude's fashion game, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, everybody got shooters, right? I'm like, oh, I got beef. I'm gonna call my boy. You know what I'm saying? You know, men and women have the person they call when they need to get laid. I need to get laid. I'm about to call Tony. You know what I'm saying? And everybody got, you know what I'm saying, somebody to call for advice. Boy, I'm about to call my boy Craig. He got great advice. But I think Yeezy's the person that you call when you need fashion and decorating advice. Like, you don't expect it. And you call, I'm pretty sure there's a rapper right now who picked up the phone and said, I got to call Yeezy, man. He said, oh, what you calling Yeezy for? Hold on, you going to hear. He called Yeezy. And Yeezy answered the phone. Say, yeah, son. And then he said, hey, man, I'm at Target. I'm trying to get some drapes. What color you think I should get? My walls is...
trying to get some drapes.
He said, man, I feel like Yeezy get upset now. He said, nobody call me for beats anymore. Everybody want me to fly and shit. What he call me for beats?
Oh, my God, man.
Shit. Somebody say, hey, man, I'm trying to get a sample. He said, oh, you want a sample beat? No, you got them patterns I saw at your house. I need to get them samples. I'm going to get my walls.
Man, thugging. So real quick, I don't want to sidetrack you, but real quick, who you think got better fashion sense? Pharrell or Kanye West?
Wow.
Fashion sense in the sense of, because I want to make it a little easier, just a sense of they get up in the morning, they put on their fly outfit to go to some award show, something they pick themselves. Who you think?
Well, they both, sometimes they seem like they both dress like stylish bums. You know what I'm saying? Bums with style. But that's what the thing is. So if I had to choose, though, I guess I would say Pharrell. I'll be seeing him on covers, man. He be wearing whole sheets. You know what I'm saying? Whole sheets around his neck and his shoulders, and it come down his knees, and the shit's in the wind. They got a fan there. So I'm assuming Pharrell, but I feel like Yeezy makes more comfortable stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. That shit definitely look comfortable. Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I saw a dude out there on the Mill Lab panhandling. This nigga's that new Yeezy? I think he had a new Yeezy shirt on. Had a couple of holes in it and shit.
Oh, man. I feel like that's how Yeezy might go get his stuff. That's just, you know, he had a whole body in there. But I think that's how Yeezy came up with some of his older designs, man. He went out there and tried to lay next to a bum. The bum wasn't happy. This was my area. I don't know who you are. I don't know why you're here, but you need to move. And he's like, all right, he had to move a little bit down. And he slept there for about a week straight and said, I got it. And he went to the factory and had his stuff made. And it had holes. And
niggas bought it.
I still haven't bought the sandals. And that's the problem with peer pressure, people. It's because you look up and you know that them Yeezy sandals just look like shit in a prison. They just look like sandals that niggas walk around in a prison. But motherfuckers just see this. It's the pressure. It's the Apple. Today I bought some Apple tags. And Apple tags, do I need some Apple tags? It's cool to have, but because it's important, somebody want to steal your shit, it's got pinpoint precision. Like, if somebody jacks your shit, it's supposed to be able to not only make a noise, it's probably do something else, but not only make a high noise, but you're supposed to be able to find it to the T. You're supposed to look at the map. The map going to take you right to
left
the
cheek.
Yeah.
Left
yeah,
cheek.
Yeah.
Pocket.
And it ain't a thing. Oh, that's a, yeah, that's a Tyrese.
Tyrese,
my bad, man. Yeah. I disrespected you. If y'all don't know what that is, that's from Transformers. That's from Transformers. Now, if you gonna sing it, sing it.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
If you need me. Uh-huh. I couldn't get directly to the mic.
Oh, come on, man.
It's not COVID, but I got a little phlegm in my throat.
See, I get to the side on it. You say you can get to the side on it? You get to the side on it.
Say, get me to the side. That's how Winston be doing.
Wow. And look how you sleep. Nigga is knocked out. Now see, that's a man. That is somebody who don't have to pay no bills. Nigga, that's how you say when you ain't gotta pay no bills. This dude is on his back with his legs up in his air and his ball sack is out. That's a motherfucker who ain't gotta pay a bill. And he's slow blinking because we talking too loud.
Listen, that's why I don't like kids, because they be way too happy. And I'd be like, man, you know I can't pay my Verizon bill right now. And you happy eating candy, happy as a motherfucker that gets M&M's.
Yeah, right.
Happy as hell. You be like, boy, you ain't got to worry about shit, huh?
Oh, man, I get it now. My mom used to make everything, as she was mad about paying something, everything else became a situation where we couldn't have more of it. So as she maybe had paid something on the light bill, she seen you getting some Kool-Aid. That's enough Kool-Aid. You got too much Kool-Aid. Mom is throwing a little bit here at the bottom. That's all. That's enough. Put it up. Y'all getting too much of that.
Shit. Be talking. Walking away, talking. She drinking all the damn Kool-Aid. Paying no bills around here. That was the last thing I wanted to hear from my mother. You don't pay no bills around here.
I cake, man. I was just trying to exist.
Turn them damn lights off. You ain't gonna put nothing on it. You need to get a job. Like, shit.
Shit was the worst, man. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So he decorated the, sorry, folks. It happened like that. Oh, wait a minute, though. Oh, I dropped my phone, but guess what?
Yeah. Blue 3 in the morning on the West Side Highway, yeah. Top down, baby.
Motivation for me. This song right here, man, is off of the Blueprint 3, right? Produced by Pharrell. And Pharrell and Jay-Z have a beautiful combination together. When they get together, they just know what they're doing.
Yeah. Blue 3 in the morning on the West Side Highway, yeah. Top down, baby.
Because I'm irritating like that. It's my shit!
Yeah. Blue 3 in the morning on the West Side Highway, yeah. Top down,
the
baby.
Motivation for
it's
me.
The blueprint,
fuck
baby.
Y'all. It's been telling me what I could not be. Oh, well.
Special dedication. Thank y'all. I want to thank you for the fuel. No, really, thank you.
I don't even know what that is. We'll come back to that. But I don't even know what instrument he hit. I don't know if it was a bunch of trumpets that he playing at one time. But, man, that is a beautiful, beautiful chord, set of chords that he's hitting to get that going right there. Oh! Oh!
Did you see the stage? Did you actually see it?
I'm Googling it right now to see the
I tried to Google it. I've seen a real dope shirt, but I didn't see the DMX, actual stage. Yeah, man.
You didn't find it at all?
That's pretty cool that Kanye's out here doing stuff, man.
You didn't see it at all, for real?
Tell Ye to get at me, man.
Oh, yeah, he did. Balenciaga made a t-shirt. I just remember reading it. So Balenciaga,
right?
And Kanye, okay, made a DMX t-shirt.
Was it the one I was looking at, the blue?
I think so.
Him and,
okay. Yes, so they made a t-shirt. The t-shirt sold out in a matter of minutes. They made $1 million. He's able to give all that money. Kanye gave all that money to DMX's family. Would you like to know how much the shirt cost? Would you like to know?
What's the ticket?
The ticket on that t-shirt was $200. $200. And it sold out in a matter of minutes.
Fam.
$200.
That's bullshit.
That's a lot of dollars.
And I don't know if I'm more mad about the price or the fact that I can't get one. Wow.
Cole, you stupid.
I'm looking. Oh, wow. I see the stage now. That is really dope. Yeah, that's really dope. It's like, well, this particular picture is like red and.
Oh, yeah, I saw they brought his casket in on the monster truck.
Yeah, man, that's all that is super cool, man. I know we kind of talked about, you know, we were in Target and you were talking about how Shock G died and, you know, DMX kind of having the headlines and dying, knowing that you've done a lot for hip hop. Not only did you provide us really kind of with that. I know you had like Slick Rick, but I think like a true first character in hip hop, right? And you provided us with a dance, you know what I'm saying? And now today is all about it. You can get, you know, at one point it was a run of dances, you know what I'm saying? But you know, you get your dance now and get on TikTok. I can only imagine if Humpty did that now, how much cheddar he would have made. Not only did you provide us with that and, you know, Kiss Me and I'll Kiss You Back and then, but you provided us with Pac. You gave us Tupac Shakur. So like, shit. You know, you do a lot, but then you die, you know, in the shadow of DMX. So same thing with Black Rob, you know, dies the same week and you die in the shadow of Shock G and then Tupac, man. I mean, not Tupac. Oh my God. And rest in peace, Tupac. DMX, you know, and that's probably, I don't know if you bitch when you get up to heaven.
I was just wondering if it was okay to make the joke. Is that like,
it's a fun podcast. You know, we can get into some scenarios.
Niggas be in heaven and say, God damn, boy. If I could have waited about two more months,
yeah,
I'd have got the right activity. Niggas ain't make no shirt for me.
You go up there and find a dude with a clipboard. Check the schedule. How did I? Who put the schedule together for me to die behind DMX? That's what I'm trying to see. And then dude grab his little angel wing pen and you open up the clipboard and say, it's actually a mistake. You supposed to die 3 months after DMX. We never know what he gonna do. We don't know what he gonna do.
That shit. That's tough, man. You're right, though. He did do a lot. And because I'm old, I really remember him, man. But it's tough.
Yeah.
Overall.
Very much.
Losing a lot of people.
Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
I'm like, man, what is happening?
They said that Debo was battling COVID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they just came out and said he was battling COVID. I don't know. All I'm learning is as I get older and I got to take care of myself more. You know, I'm trying my best. I mean, you can't defeat whatever, you know, whatever Final Destination Ghost is coming after. You can't defeat that. Right. But you can try. And I'm trying. You know, me and you both vegan. Nah, I get it. Joe Rogan here. He ready to scrap.
Thank you.
So we talk about vegan. That's all Greg tell me all the time. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say Craig just tell me all the time about Joe Rogan and how he hate vegans, man. How vegans is number one. What I do? I messed that up. Joe Rogan vegans.
Oh my god! You see, I never said Joe Rogan hates vegans.
That's what you tell me. When we was in Target for like the fourth time this week, you told me Joe Rogan hates vegans. Like he absolutely despises vegans and hopes all vegans die. Listen, is that not what you said?
Listen, it was the sixth time, and no, I didn't say that. I just said that every time veganism is brought up on this show, he takes a hard stance.
Yeah.
Typically, he don't take hard stances. He's pretty cool and he hears people out and, you know, he calmly will say what he thinks or whatever. But when the vegan shit come up, he like, nah, I hunt over here, baby. So, you know, but anyways, let's not throw me under the bus.
I thought it was.
I'm just happy to be here.
It's not a bus. It's maybe a minivan, but that wasn't no bus, man. It's a minivan with a mom in it and she's got her kids and they're going to a soccer practice. It wasn't that big of a, you know, come on. But excuse me, vegan and taking care of my life, that's what I'm learning, man. I want to get past 50. You know what I'm saying? I want to get into my 60s, man. 70 at some point, especially these 70s and 80s and 90 year olds. And I seen somebody who just turned 100. They gotta want to try to last because they want to see how this shit kind of ends. Like how, because when you get to that point, can't nothing fuck up your fear. You're good now. You settled into any time. You know what I'm saying? At least by 70 and up, you've settled to any time now. You know what I'm saying? And so since you on any time mode, you kind of like, if it's an asteroid, I'm okay with it. I'm not tripping now. I just want to see if I'm here for it. If it's the virus and I get taken by a zombie, I can die saying, damn, I saw a true zombie. You know what I'm saying? Ah, the zombie got me.
That's some ill shit. One.
Yeah. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Do old zombies, if you're old when you get turned to a zombie, do you move slower than younger zombies?
That's pretty ill. Things make you go.
Or do you just be zombie speed? You know, whether you're fast zombie or you're the slow walking dead kind.
You know, it's ill, man. I feel like you got to move slower if your muscles are deteriorated or something, or bones just be breaking.
Yeah,
because they mess around, maybe don't feel pain, and they take off, and then bones just break on them.
Yeah,
that's ill, man. But kind of related to what you're saying, but. I wonder what's the next big thing to happen. Like zombies will be a big one.
Yeah.
Aliens.
I think that's the one that's coming. I think that's the one that's next.
But in the next 10 years, 20 years, I think we got a big thing that's going to happen, which is going to be something like that. You know what I mean?
I say zombie. I think zombie. Wow. I say aliens in the next year or two. At some point, they're just going to deliver it. It's just delivered. Here it is. It's aliens. And by that time, man, we probably done Elon Musk and then put a Tesla on Mars. You know what I'm saying? And so many things that have happened. Listen, I honestly, me and you have lived through a pandemic. I'm telling you, bro, all that Black Plague shit and all that shit, you know, what were some other ones back then? It was measles.
Spanish flu.
My scientist today. My guys in the lab with the white coats and the glasses, stereotyping. My guys, I wasn't worried about no virus coming to get me other than what we already had. had to watch out for fucking a bad bitch who had some motherfucking HIV. That's what I'm worried about. You know what I'm saying? I had to worry about that. That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about cold. I'm worried about the flu. You know what I'm saying? And when I was young, I had chicken pox. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like you're preaching.
I was, all right, Boston.
I'm enjoying the sermon, baby.
So I figured, what are the odds that we're going to have to fucking deal with an actual virus and be in an actual pandemic? I would have never, ever, ever thought that. That shit's insane, man. So I think now we're a little bit humbled. You know what I'm saying? This ain't the right time if you an alien to show up. We going to be like, okay. You know what I'm saying? It's a damn. These niggas done had a virus and shit. These niggas all used to some shit. I can't even. We thought we was going to come down and tap dance in front of y'all and y'all was going to be afraid. These motherfuckers ready for a fight.
Wearing masks. Like, I just want to go out. Yeah. Just want to go outside.
Oh, man. But damn, where do I go to now? Do I just play? Do I drink a water? I always tell my guests, and you're my friends, you know how it works. So, and you know, it's my shit. So if you want to just take a drink of water, you got some water over there?
I have no drinks. I have no drinks.
You want to get up? They're gonna be here. So they're not going anywhere. If you want to get up and get some water, I'm running a little bit more music.
They're not going
to
leave?
No, they're not going anywhere.
All right.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to play a little music. I'll give them a little tune to go with.
But what my teacher said I either be dead or be a reefer head.
Yeah.
Not sure if that's how adults should speak to kids. Especially when the only thing I did was speak in class.
Thaddeus Shade here with Craig Visions. Seasonable Cloud, let's go.
Teacher's ass, even better's what my uncle did. I pop my demo tape and start to beat my head.
Jay-Z's my favorite rapper of all time. Let's go. Peeked out my eye. Halle Berry, quit playing Call Me Back. Girl, you know I done told you I was gonna take care of you.
See if he was beating hands. He might as well said beat it.
J-Lo, I'm just playing. Listen, J-Lo is that. Come on, girl.
Kid, he's on the list. It's like I'm searching for kids, like a sneaky head.
Is that bad that all the women that I'm naming are now older? There's gotta be some fine young women that I'm into, right? I don't want all my women to be like, oh, should I get this walker or this wheelchair? I don't want that. I'm 37. I still get some fine young women.
God damn.
Some bad young women.
37?
Watch yourself, son. But, you know, I'm saying, like, I'm realizing that the women that excite me now, it's all Social Security and senior citizen discounts. It's not the same, man. It's not the same.
Oh, my God.
How long does Cougar last? Because are they out of the Cougar stage now? Are they just...
What's after Cougar? Is there something after Cougar?
I don't know. What's after? A witch? Just like you... Because most witches is old and like decrepit. But I'm not saying Halle Berry and J-Lo are old and decrepit. Them some bad women. Beautiful women.
Did
smart
you see
women.
What she wore to the Oscars? Halle Berry?
Nah, but you can pull it up.
She had a badass dress on.
You can pull up, Holly.
She was doing her thing. And Angela Bassett wore some nice stuff,
Angela,
too.
Listen.
And I can't believe
and Angela's 60.
I was about to say, she's like 60. It's insane.
I don't know about y'all, but I'll lick Angela Bassett's armpits. That's just what it is. She can lift up and say,
whoa,
right here, and I'm going to be down.
Whoa.
I want to be down.
That's gross.
Yeah, I drank that water a little inappropriate.
They're gonna keep pushing me until I reach the ledge. And when I reach the ledge, I tell them all to eat a dead. Take a leap of faith and let my eagle wings spread.
Ooh, put Halle Berry back in movies. I know she about to be in John Wick 4, but put her back in movies, man. She is righteous, man. Righteous. See, this is what I'm talking about, man. I keep getting these phone calls, man. I keep getting these phone calls. Now, wait. I had something that I was going to tell you about, man.
You can definitely see the age, though.
You can, but she's still bad. I'll hold her hand in Whole Foods. You know what I'm saying? Being Whole Foods, holding hands like a motherfucker. They'd be like, damn, he happy. I mean, it's Halle Berry. And everybody else has been on Halle Berry before. Give it 6 more months, partner. You're going to find out the real.
Last one.
Yeah. You still look good. But they all going to tell you, man, give it 6 more months, baby. You know what I'm saying? You're going to find out. Now, moving on. This is very important to me. Now, the last episode I put up, I talked about how Vanessa Bryant, who's holding the fort down and being super strong, and I just tipped my hat all the way, right? She went out, because remember I talked about, you know, y'all know by now, Kobe's contract with Nike has ended. I told y'all that LeBron James, Tiger Woods, what's that girl that know how to knock that tennis ball in people's faces? There's two of them.
Serena Williams?
Yeah, Serena, and we missing one. Venus. That's the two. They knock that tennis ball dead in your grill. Boy, them women know what they doing. I told you, all them heavyweights, everybody that's on there was going to call Nike head and say, you got to figure that. Well, apparently, Kobe Bryant wasn't happy with Nike anyway. Damn, Angela Bassett looked good. And I ain't gonna lie to you. I would stick my head in them little ruffled shoulder patches just to get up under there, bro. But but apparently Kobe Bryant was not happy with Nike. And you never know what's really going on behind the backgrounds. You know, I feel like probably Kobe was in the same shoes as Jordan, and Jordan can go out and I can create my own brand and clean up. And I wonder if LeBron ever thinks about the lifetime contract that he signed with Nike. He's like, damn, you know what? I should have probably not signed it. Like, but I mean, because it's a boatload of money, and I don't think anybody will ever do what Under Armour did, which is they gave Steph Curry a percentage of the company. Well, I don't think Nike will ever do that. Listen, you could dunk, fly, never get injured, and win championships. They pull them to the side. But hey, little nigger boy, you will never. You will never. On a percentage of this damn, you will never little stock, you'll put a little money in the stock. That's cute. Thank you. But you won't make any decision. If we pass gas and we will put on a shirt and say pass gas Nike t-shirt, that's what we're going to do. You can't stop us from doing it because you'll never be in the room with us unless we pitch you some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now, but I wonder if he ever thinks about that, because I heard he was on the Richard Jefferson show and he was talking about how he wanted to sign Luka Doncic. I can't never say his last name. Luka, the point guard down in Dallas, who'd be balling out of his mind. He wanted to sign him under his thing, which I guess maybe he got a thing with Nike where he can sign athletes under him, which is cute, which is nice. You know, I don't mean disrespect LBJ by saying cute, because he does astronomical big ass fucking things. Right. But it's something about saying Jordan, it's Jordan's brand, and I can sign Westbrook under my shit. It's not Nike, LeBron, and then whoever I decide to sign. You know what I'm saying? It's just LeBron and then whoever I want to sign. You know, and I think that's probably what was going on with Kobe, because I felt like they never took care of Kobe's shoes how they take care of some of these other artists, athlete shoes. You know, the amount of colors, the amount of designs, you know, they were pretty in the box with Kobe. I don't know how in depth Kobe had with his shoes and what he wanted, you know, but it wasn't like this big change in looking of shoe. You know what I'm saying? They were pretty consistent. And I know I'm talking about, you want to get in and chime in? You got something to say?
I don't know. You got more insight on this than me, so I'd like to listen.
Okay, I'll go back. Okay. So, like I said, I don't know how much input he was putting in, but it didn't seem like there was a lot, because there wasn't a lot of change to the shoe, just a few colors here and there, right? So that's probably a sign of, I don't really want to be here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I really don't care, right? So she went out and got 13, what does it say? Listen, you did a hell of a job, by the way, with the notes, this coach. She filed 13 different trademark applications over the last year. Play Gigi's Way, Mamba and Mambacita, Mamba League, and the logo. Listen, man, there was some more, but I'm pretty sure I just named off like four, but there were more. But let me tell you something, man. I don't know if it's I can't think of his name. He's the GM for the Lakers. I don't know if, cause him and Kobe were great friends. I don't know. But I'm thinking like, man, I'm thinking like Vanessa knew these things. Yes. That's home. So she going to know everything and she going to co-sign everything, or she going to be like, nah, I don't want don't do that. And you know what I'm saying? So I think she was cold. So she knows, and then she's just moving forward. And man, if I'm ever so lucky to find a woman and I continue to podcast take off and I build an empire or whatever, and you know, and I pass away, and to watch wherever I'm from, watch my woman work, whether I'm in hell with some AC, because I deserve AC in hell. Just if I got to go there, give me my corner and the AC. But even if I gotta work on it every 6 months, I'm like, the old AC always going down. Adolf hit the 9. But so you know, to have a woman, you looking up or down to see her orchestrating and moving and shaking like how you want it, it's got to make you proud wherever you at. Like, nah, this is what I wanted to do. So maybe Kobe wasn't even going to re-sign with Nike. Maybe he was just going to end this shit and then continue on, because we're going to buy his gear. It doesn't matter if it's under Nike or if it's just Mamba. We're going to buy the hell out of his gear. I told him last week, I was like, look, I said, Nike, just take my money. it doesn't matter if it's exclusive or whatever, make it all available. We're going to buy it. Just take my money. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Bean is no longer on earth. Here's my money. You know what I'm saying? And even when he's here, people were still buying his stuff, but I'm like, it's going to go up a level, so people feel like they want give me something. And so I don't like that. I already agree with her. Y'all know this. I agree with her when she didn't want to resign, because I'm like, Nike's just going to do what a company's going to do. They going to make money. You know what I'm saying? We going to think money first, even though they tried to hold off or whatever the case may be, you know, try to show a little respect. But at the end of the day, they going to make money, man. This is a business. And she like, no, I get it, but everybody should be able to wear it. And I feel her 1,000%. What do you think?
They should have just kept it running. Why, don't take it off. Just let it keep running. Mm-hmm. And I get that everything might get sold out real quick and it might take time to restock. But just keep it on the tape. Let it run.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, yeah. That's...
Yeah, man. Next time they drop some... Rob Pelinka, yes, that is Kobe's guy. That was Kobe's guy, and they were great, great, great friends. So I'm wondering if he's got the input that he's been putting in, like this is what he wanted to do. And I'm sure there's other people behind the scenes. There's probably a great lawyer that Kobe dealt with on they were friends. You know what I'm saying? And everybody trusting. Everybody know everybody in their circle, because everybody got their circle. So, you know, I'm pretty sure they like, hey, move like this, move like that. She's like, nah, hold up. He didn't want to do that. Y'all didn't know. He was at the house. We was drinking some tea. You know what I'm saying? Gigi's got done spilling some shit. He didn't want to do that. I remember that specifically. And he was like, okay, we're going to switch this around. So it's a beautiful thing to watch. And I'm excited for whatever comes, because I'm going to spend money on Bean and the Bryants.
What's,
y'all
what's got the last my money coming. Kobe Bryant thing that you purchased?
Man. I don't know if I told him. When we was I got a big smile on my face. We were L.A., Santa Monica, right? We just got done going to the Pier, y'all. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about the Pier. This from the heart. This from the heart. You guys who you love with your woman. You in love with your, whatever it is, you in love.
The Coco?
Go to the, you in love with the Coco. Take yourself to the Pier. And go look at the water. Now, see, listen, I got a big fear. You know what I'm saying? I did rhyme that. And I don't particularly care about water. And Greg, it's just Craig Visions. He had to coach me, you know, as we were walking on the wood of the pier, because I am afraid of water. It's a bad, bad thing. But if you're in love, man, go out to the pier, enjoy the sunset. That stuff is beautiful. The water looks all cool and everybody out there having fun. And it's just an area Satan can't really fuck with. You know what I'm saying? He don't really try to be there. You know, we were there, man, and we walked into some type of store, lid store. I don't know what it was, but man, they had these hardwood classic Kobe jerseys, and I had to stop myself from spending $1,000, because I was this close to spending $1,000 getting all three jerseys. They had a 24 Bryant jersey, and it was they all of them were $300, and it was like this goldish color, and it was just beautiful. I just wanted to wrap myself up in it because I just love me some Bean. And then they had an 8 and they had a 24, and I just had to go with Fro Kobe. You know what I'm saying? I just Fro Kobe was very important to me.
Sound like and a superhero.
Right, Fro. the more mad he get, the more the afro grow.
You don't want to see Fro Kobe.
And man, I bought that jersey, man. I was so happy to buy it. And I bought a hat that said I think Legends Never Die. It just fit. You know what I'm saying? It was purple. It was just a beautiful thing. And I also bought these I think they're called Grey Wolves, these Kobe Grey Wolves from Dick's. And you know, it's just near and dear to my heart. It means a lot.
It's always a good day when you shop at Dick's. Get some good purchases over there.
There's a old lady that works at the Dick's that we go to that's in Tempe. And I just want to test her knowledge because you always at the front. They don't ever put you. I want to know where you. I want to get some cleats. I want to get some cleats and I want to get like this tennis ball. I want to see if she know the store.
You she
know
always up front with them plastic gloves on because she don't want to touch nothing because COVID is real. And she's there every time.
Yes, she is. She's a nice lady. She's a nice old lady. She's cool. The last thing we're going to talk about, man, before we get out of here, because we've been rapping and running. This is what we're going to do. So I got a couple of things. Let's do a couple of things real quick. Okay. Great. God damn it, Craig Visions. Have you ever stolen money from your parents?
Yes.
Really?
There was a time when I really wanted some penny candy because that was a thing when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And
it was a thing.
I went in my mother's purse and looked for some change, grabbed me like a dollar and change or something, went off to the store to get me some little fruities. I think they were fruities. And I went down to get me some fruities. So I stole about a dollar, you know. I did it more than once, I just wanted some fruities.
Yeah.
She got me some fruities.
Did she find out?
So this is the thing, man. My mother was mad paranoid, son.
Yeah.
So like, for example, she had tea that she kept in the refrigerator. Sweet tea. She made it herself.
Yeah.
It was only for her.
Yeah.
If I wanted some of her sweet tea, I had to specifically ask her, Ma, can I have some of your tea? Ma.
Ma.
I would sneak and get some of her tea every once in a while.
Yeah.
But oddly, the times when I did not touch her tea, she'd be like, you put some water in my tea? Like she thought I was trying to raise the level back up. She thought I was watering down her tea. And I'm like, man, I'm like, the ice melted. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I didn't put no. I'm like, the times that I actually snuck and got some, she didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
The times when I didn't do shit, boy, you better stop drinking my tea. You put water in my tea. I'm like, no, nah, bro. Like, oh my God. So she's just paranoid. So it was times where she was like, thought I had some more money. Thought I had some, like, she'd just say stuff around me. Like I was going to, you know, come clean. But I only did it like maybe 2 or 3 times and it was always change. I was too scared to take dollar bills. I would only get like change.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I did that before. Thanks for calling me out. I thought I was a good person till now.
I think I took like 10 bucks and I lived to regret it. You know what I'm saying? I think took 10 bucks. It was just kind of there and
kind of there. Where? Wait, where?
In a purse. Just kind of there. It was enough to see. You know what I'm saying? You can see it. It ain't all the way wrapped up. It's for everybody. But I took it and I lived to regret that. She was not happy about that at all. It was just $10, but you know, $10, you know, late 90s, you know, $10 to black families is, hey, you know, she likes cigarettes too. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, you fucking up cigarette money. You know what I'm saying? So that was legit time. And by that time, truly or not, my mom had calmed down. So in order to really piss her off, you had to do something dumb like that. So it was hard to piss her off. You do something dumb like that, you called nigga mama. So nigga mama was different from, you know, now when we were younger, she didn't play, everything was a very physical threat. We could just go out front. You know what I'm saying? You just go out front. We can figure this out. What is the worst intimate experience that you've had?
Man, nothing. I haven't been having many intimate experiences lately, so nothing comes to my head quickly. But I feel like I done had a time before where, you know, Mr. Peabody didn't show up for work. I've had that happen maybe two times that I can remember. That's never a good time. It's always awkward. And then it's like I'm a thinker, man. So if the person's breath smells, if I can smell their feet,
yeah,
it's just a bunch of little small things. That it's going to be in. I can't do one night stands because I don't drink.
Yeah.
So if I bring a chick home from the club and she smells like liquor, that's a turnoff to me because I can smell the liquor and I don't drink.
Yeah, I feel
and
that.
And like, so I have all these little things in my head, and it's nothing worse than when Mr. Peabody's revealed.
It's not Mr. Peabody.
And he's not home. Because for the girl, she's like, hey, my titties is out. What's wrong?
Right.
So now not only am I nervous because Mr. Peabody was out.
Yeah.
But now I'm also like, oh shit, I gotta hurry up. So it's more nervous. I'm like, oh shit, she looking. I gotta hurry up.
Yeah.
And then it's like, man, she smelled like liquor. It's not helping. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you really be in your head like that?
I think a lot. I think way too much, man. Yeah. But anyways, ultimately, that's what it is, man. Just when you're not there for business. And I turned 41, so I think it's a lot more of those days to come.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, I don't know if this counts as intimate, but I told you this before. They don't know. One time I kind of knew that I was kind of hoping that my debit card would just allow me to run it through. Because sometimes, even this was probably like a decade ago, 12 years ago, maybe something like that, maybe even longer, where you could kind of still run something and it just go through. You know what I'm saying? And I was going on a hot date to an expensive place where I know I shouldn't have went. I shouldn't have canceled it, but she was hot and she was willing to go past third base with me, right? We all know, we know what that means. And we got to the place, you know, I'm a charmer. You get in front of me, it's just a good time, right? It's laughs all the time, it's laughs, right? And now it comes time to pay. Oh man, and in the back of my head, I know it's there. It's very, 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 very nice place. Very low lighting, very datey place, right? And we talked about a lot of stuff and had some laughs. And in the back of my head, I'm like, dude, this is going to go so bad. I'm just praying that this shit goes through. And I give him my card. And I don't know if you've ever experienced anything like this in front of a hot woman in Scottsdale, by the way. For them to come back to the table and tell you that your card's been declined. And you're like, I don't have any more money. And then so you have to look over. And then the woman's like, oh, don't worry about it, I'll just pay. And it's almost really like that is the ultimate knife to the heart. Like it's one of the most knife to the heart type. And you immediately jump with the biggest... No, I got it. Don't worry about it. So I'm like, hey, I let me go look in the car. So I want to go look in the car. And I knew it wasn't nothing in the car. I knew it wasn't nothing in the car. I could leave now. I could really leave, but I didn't leave. I went back inside and I was like, hey, can I use your phone? I called my older brother. He's out, man. I ain't even got nothing on me. I was because I had asked him. I was like, hey, can somebody, like, if I can somebody, like, give you their card number and y'all can run it through? And it was like, let me ask. And she had to ask the manager. And he was like, yeah, we could do that. And then so my brother's like, I ain't got nothing on you. Quiet as kept. I guess it's not quiet as kept because I'm telling y'all, my little brother happened to have a debit card that had some money on it. And you know how when you're in a situation, you tell them, oh, man, you know I'm going to get you back. I got this. I got the paper for this. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get you back, man. Don't worry about it. I got it, man. So I just didn't have it on me right now. I got some cash at the house. Come on, man. You got. So gave him the card, and I was able to pay. Now, this whole time, the girl hasn't seen me. So she's like, man, this dude done left. This wasn't a short run. This was about a 10-minute work. You know what I'm saying? And if you're sitting in a low-lit place and somebody's been with you the whole time, and all of a sudden that person leaves and has not come back for 10 minutes, this person's gone. You know what I'm saying?
I hope this ends with you got the draws.
Well, so boom, I go back and I was like, hey, because it went through. Cause I was shaking while they was running his shit. I'm like, man, this nigga probably lying to me. And boom, it goes through. And I'm sweating right now because this is a very embarrassing story. So I go back to her and I'm like, hey, I'm super sorry about that. Everything is good. I left a tip. It was good to go. Let's roll out. She still had sex with me. And was very cool about it.
Worked out.
Very cool. Now I'm not saying she didn't go absolutely shit on me to her friends. I mean, just dragged me through the mud. You know,
if Instagram what it was then today,
yeah,
there's a chance she might have hit up
Twitter
and Instagram with a post about when niggas ain't got no money, just trying to act like they got money.
So that's my let's do one more of these and we can get the fuck off of here. Sorry, guys.
That's one of the worst feelings in the world.
That was
waiting to see if your car gonna go, and then when it don't. You got to come up. I used to work at Walmart. This ain't going to take half a second. I used to work at Walmart behind the register. And it was nothing like the people who came through. And they swiped their card. And it's declined. Because either they're going to be like, oh, you know what? Let me check my account. Hold on. They tripping. I know I got money in there. You get those people. And sometimes you get the people who just walk away. I would have some people who just take their card and just walk away with their head down. You know what I'm saying? And then you get to run it again, people. just run it again. Oh, just run
like
it again.
It's nothing, just run it.
It's like, bro, it's three times now. But anyway, I'm sorry.
No, you're good, man. Why do you think people create cults?
Wow, that's deep. I think to create a cult, because I think the creator of a cult may be different than people who follow cults, because I think the creator of a cult is more of a leader. The people who join cults are probably more followers, you know?
Yeah.
But I think everybody want to feel like they belong, and you just feel passionate about something. And, you know,
yeah,
you're like, hey, I'm going to start this little crew. We all believe aliens are landing on April 30th. Starting the April 30th crew, you know what I'm saying? We all believe it. You know, I think people just want to be a part of a group, a part of a community. Because to me, cults aren't far removed from just regular religion or fraternities or all these different things. Who they all come together, they all worship to something, they all believe the same thing, listen to the same. Like, it's very similar to a lot of things. And hey, don't bash me, people. You know, I'm not saying I got a problem with religion or anything, but you know. But that can be a complicated question, I think.
Yeah, very much. I have absolutely no reason. I don't know why they do it. Maybe it's because they don't want to be crazy alone. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, let me see if I can get some more people to think like me, and then I won't have to be alone. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe that the X, Y, Z will happen. But in order for X, Y, Z to happen at this time and this date, this time of year, whatever the case, we got to drink this and die at this exact moment in order for X, Y, Z to work. That's what I believe. And I believe that if I could teach this to other people believe with me, and then I can just die with some more people. I don't have to die lonely. You know what I'm saying? Cause it ain't no fun. If you just all by yourself believing in something and then you just kill yourself and then can't anybody there to pick you up. You ain't died with nobody. You just died, man. So I'm assuming that's, you know, loneliness is probably the cause of a lot of things. So I think loneliness. I guess, man, fried or grilled when it comes to food?
Like, I'm a vegan.
No,
I guess grilled. Definitely grilled.
I'm going to get off of here, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll just play at the end. It has been a treat. Craig Visions, can you tell these good people where they can find you on social media?
I was hoping you'd ask me that.
I got you.
So if you guys like to get in contact with me, I'm pretty much the same thing on all the social medias. Craig Visions, CraigVisionz.
Mm.
Z at the end because I'm a pimp.
Mm.
So Craig Visions on pretty much everything.
That's it?
That's it.
Twitter?
No more.
Is Craig Visions on Twitter too?
It's either Craig Visions or C Visions. I'm pretty sure it's Craig Visions. I don't go on Twitter because I'm not hip. I'm old. But
I'm starting to get back on there. OnlyFans. There it is. Oh, you tell him you because you got it.
I do have an OnlyFans.
What is it?
That one is C, Visions. So letter C, and then Visions with a Z at the end.
What's on your OnlyFans?
I got a couple like artistic nudes. Okay. And
I didn't know if you want to talk about that. My bad.
Behind the scenes stuff. Oh, I ain't tripping.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You got subscribers too. He actually got people to be on there. I shouldn't say actually like he.
No, we all know what that means.
He actually got subscribers. I can't believe it. No. Yeah, he's doing his thing on that. And I am at Thaddeus.Shade on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter at ThadShade with two D's. I'm also on Facebook. I want you to make sure you go into the show notes. You know, I got a discount code for the coldest sports water bottle. It's called the coldest water, but it's a sports bottle version of it. I got a code in there for there. You go to my Amazon store. That link is in there too. You can see all the things I like to buy in there. You go in there and buy some things. Now, you know, you're supposed to subscribe. If you already subscribed, tell somebody else subscribe. Make sure they share. If you ain't sharing, share it, please. This is Seasonable Clout. I am Thaddeus Shade. This is my guy at Craig Visions. Let's just go through and make sure that, you know how I do. I got to see, use all the sounds. Oh, yeah. That's still my shit. That's the dream.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I got to use that today. I use it one time. Yeah. That's the bar.
Cole, you stupid.
There we go. Did we use that today?
Tell him to bring me.
Okay, we got that one. And I'll just leave y'all out with this. By the way, DJ Khaled dropped his new album. And, you know, he has, you know, his album's basically just a bunch of features, right? And since it's a bunch of features, I don't usually like them because it's just the way he puts them together. Because that's what a producer does. He puts them together, right? I don't like it. But he managed to get Nas and Jay-Z. I shouldn't say I don't like them. You know what I'm saying? If I get technical, I'm sorry if I get technical at the end, I'm supposed to be ending this. It's over mastered, meaning that to me, the production is so powerful that the vocals suffer. And then the vocals to me are over compressed, meaning they can almost sound like they're hitting a brick wall as they're being delivered. Now that's a bit too much. Anyway, Jay-Z and Nas.
Sorry, don't mind me. I'm living a dream, living a dream. Yeah, came from nothing. Ever thought that we would be living a dream, living a dream. Yeah,
we the best music. Another one. DJ Khaled.
Hear ye, only kings stand near me. Silicon Valley money mixed with Henny, that's a Fendi. Half a century almost, slice the green like a lawnmower. Till we all on, never fall off, hear a boss talk. You don't hear me, that's your loss. Winner in life, fuck a coin toss. I'm Coinbase, basically cryptocurrency Scarface. Join us, there's gotta be more of us. I'm from the ghetto, what location? 2 seconds from the devil. I live heavenly in Cabo with a Mexican sombrero. Drink heavily, health is wealth. Look at wealth in me, wipe your nose. History, my type of clothes. Miss me with the hate. Help so many people get cake. Whips and cream for the crew. No other weed that think faster. Time I spit this, I started some other business. Came from the pitching. Cane in the kitchen. Dangerous missions. Wasting your time if you want my forgiveness.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me. I'm living a dream. Living a dream.
Another B. Haters still ain't recovered from the other B. That's a double B. Now that's a triple B. Can't forget about the other B.
Hey.
So white gloves for me. Hater know not to touch me. I'm with the fuckery.
Fuck with me.
Humbly. Nah, respectfully. I'm a project, baby. Fuck y'all expect from me.
Technically.
America's disrespect for me. You killed Christ, you created religion unexpectedly. Circle of ice on Japanese whiskey on my mezzanine. Overlooking the city of angels. The angel invested in things. Unprecedented run. Everybody's getting bands. We just dance the different drums. I like who I become. Intermittent fasting, but these meals I'm not missing none.
Sorry. Not sorry. Don't mind me. I'm living the dream.